Manuscript Releases, Volume 17, Numbers 1236 to 1300. M.R. Number 1297. The Need to Review Sacred History. The Importance of the Sabbath. The Nearness of the End. Written June 1, 1903, from Sanitarium, California, to Butler. I received your letter and read it with deep interest. I should have answered before, but I have been very busy. Recently, I have been doing much writing, for I know not how long the Lord may spare my life. As I write you this letter, my heart is filled with gratitude to God for all his goodness to the children of men. I feel deeply over our present situation. We must now do a work that should have been done long ago. We must do as the Lord directed Moses to do when the children of Israel, having crossed the desert, were encamped on the borders of Jordan. Moses was bidden to rehearse to them all the dealings of the Lord to them during their journeyings through the wilderness. The record of this rehearsal is found in the book of Deuteronomy. The record of the experience through which the people of God passed in the early history of our work must be republished. Many of those who have since come into the truth are ignorant of the way in which the Lord wrought. The experience of William Miller and his associates, of Captain Joseph Bates, and of other pioneers in the Advent message should be kept before our people. Elder Loughborough's book should receive attention. Our leading men should see what can be done for the circulation of this book. We must study to find out the best way in which to take up the review of our experiences from the beginning of our work, when we separated from the churches and went forward step by step in the light that God gave us. We then took the position that the Bible, and the Bible only, was to be our guide. And we are never to depart from this position. We were given wonderful manifestations of the power of God. Miracles were wrought. Again and again, when we were brought into strait places, the power of God was displayed in our behalf. At such times, souls were convicted, and amidst the scorn and derision of the opposing churches, they bore testimony in favor of the truth. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Under the preaching of the truth, men were converted and were instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, they spake and taught diligently the great things of the Lord. I was then very young, but I believed the message, and the Spirit of the Lord was upon me. I was guided by the Spirit to act an important part in the work of the Lord for this time. I have lost none of my faith in the message. After the passing of the time in 1844, we were a disappointed people, few in numbers. We sought the Lord most earnestly, and read and reread his commandments. We saw wherein we had been working and walking contrary to them, and then we thanked the Lord for our disappointment. The 14th chapter of Revelation was most diligently studied, and we discerned the meaning of the words, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." Light was given us on the claims of the law of God. We were convicted that the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, and we began to observe it as holy unto him. The light given in the word of God regarding the Sabbath is too plain to be misunderstood. God declares, Exodus 20, verse 8 to 11, quoted. And again he says, "Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. The children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever." Exodus 31, verse 13, 16, 17. The world has accepted a false rest day and has dishonored the Creator of heaven and earth. The false is reverenced in the place of the true. God's Sabbath is trampled under the feet of men. What excuse can those who do this give for placing the first day of the week where the seventh should be, and for making laws compelling its observance? God's condemnation will rest upon all who have thus disregarded his commands. Seventh-day Adventists need to search the scriptures, that they may know the reasons of their faith. Christ says, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." We are living in the close of this earth's history. Let no one say in his heart, "My Lord delayeth his coming." Prophecy is fulfilling. Soon Christ will come with power and great glory. We have no time to lose. Let the message sound forth in earnest words of warning.
We must persuade men everywhere to repent and flee from the wrath to come. They have souls to save or to lose. Let there be no indifference in this matter. The Lord calls for workers who are filled with an earnest, decided purpose. Tell the people to be instant in season and out of season. With the words of life upon your lips, go forth to tell men and women that the end of all things is at hand. Let us keep our souls in the love of God. The note of warning must be given. The truth must not languish upon our lips. We must rouse people to immediate preparation, for we little know what is before us. My faith is as strong as ever that we are living in the last remnant of time. Let every teacher present an open door before all who will come to Jesus, repenting of their sins. We are not only to watch, we are to pray and work and wait. 2 Peter 3, verse 10 to 14, quoted. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., September 3rd, 1987. Entire letter.